true, praying for our youth. Heaven bent, supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching life, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees, for it's God we aim to please. We are declared victory.
In case you didn't know, my name is Andrew Hart, and I'm your host for the morning. Thank you for joining us here at Declare Victory. Who are we? Simply put, we're a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we're here to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed too. Today is Friday, Men's Day, where only men are scheduled in the lineup to bless you. Be sure to tune in daily in January, as the new theme is Forward. It's time to move forward in your walk and in your calling so that you can start to see the blessings that the Lord has specifically for you as you take a step out and move forward in His will for your life. Declare Victory hopes you're ready for the teachings, stories, and lessons that the declarers are preparing as they hear from God for His people. We want to wish you all a very blessed and prosperous 2019 New Year. One announcement is before us today. Please join us tonight right here on this call, same phone number, for Friday Night Live, tonight between 6 and 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't want to miss the call. The theme for tonight, is jealous or not? Again, Friday Night Live, tonight, between 6 and 7 Pacific Standard Time. There were no prayer requests submitted on the app this morning, but we're asking every heart that prays to remember the homeless, remember the hungry, to remember the bereaved, as well as remembering those who are laboring without pay, those that are struggling with their finances because of the government shutdown. Please, ma'am, please, sir, put it on your heart to lift them up before the Lord, because only He can handle situations that are beyond our human grasp. The order of the call is as follows. Declaration will be rendered by Brother E.K. Dawson. Leading prayer and corporate praise will be Brother Marcus. That order once again, the declaration by E.K. Dawson. Leading prayer and corporate praise will be Marcus. Following directly, the next voice you hear will be that of Brother E.K. Dawson as he proctors the closing comments and questions regarding his declaration. Once again, please check your phone to make sure that the mute feature is enacted, and check throughout the call to maintain that status so that the speaker and the spoken to can only focus on that which is being spoken. The next voice you hear will be that of Brother E.K. Dawson. My name is Andrew Hart. Thank you for joining me and allowing me to be a part of your morning. I now pass the call. God bless you all.
Well, good morning, God morning, great morning. This is Minister E.K. Dawson. It's another day's journey, and I really, really am glad about it. Hello to my Declaring Victory family. I'm excited about how we are, how we find ourselves, because we found ourselves, if you're on the call, you find yourself in the land of the living. So I'm glad that we find ourselves definitely in the land of the living. Quick question, just one person holler back at me. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I want to talk about today this thing that we've been talking about, this subject is forward. I was having some challenges last night, and was thinking about my life. Even in the beginning of the year, people make resolutions in the beginning of years. Sometimes when you have birthdays that end with zero or that end with five, you know, or sometimes those big days, your 16th birthday is a big deal. Well, I'm sorry, let me back up. For children, when you first become a tween, you know, that's a big deal, you know, because you're moving forward. You're in between. So you're not you're in those numbers that's 11 and 12, you know what I mean? So you're, you know, 10, 11, 12. So you're not no longer with the little kids, then you move up and you continue to move forward. Then you get 13, and then that's a big deal, you know, when in your youth, because you hit that age. And then your next big deal is your 16th birthday, you know, 16, sweet 16. And then as you continue to move forward, then you move up to that 18. And back in the day, when I was in school, you know, 18, you're grown, you can get your license, you know, so on and so forth. There are certain points as you continue to move forward. Forward shows action. You know what I mean? It shows that you are not stagnant, not still, but that you are constantly moving. I want to connect this as we move forward. You know, sometimes in your lives, as you move forward, you have to have at church, we're all hopefully anchored in a good church as we move forward in life, that every church kind of has a mission statement, or at least it should. But here's another one as we move forward, that you should have a vision statement. Vision denotes what you can see, or in your natural eye, or in your mind's eye. Even your heart has vision. Your acts have vision. And as we move forward, we want to be able to see where the Lord is taking us, or to visualize where the Lord is taking us. So as we move forward, we want to make sure that we are seeing where God is taking us as we go forward. Visualize. You have to be able to see yourself. You have to be able to picture yourself. There's a preacher that once said in the great Chicago area, his name is Bishop Clarence Cobb, and he said this phrase was a signature phrase, and it was on his broadcast, and he would say it every Sunday at some point in time on the broadcast, that God will give you as far as your eye can see. I'll say it again. God will give you as far as your eye can see. Now, sometimes we can't see what's around the corner. We can't see what's up the road. We can't see what is miles and miles away. But if I am progressively moving forward, and I'm no longer in the 16 category, the 18 category, I navigated through my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, and now I finally hit these early 50s. Notice I put early in there. As we get to the 50, I'm steadily moving forward. Well, as I look back to see, I could tell somebody else is coming up the road of my experiences. I can testify so that I could tell them, when you get around this crook, because I've walked this path before, I've gone forward, I've moved in this road before, I moved from this point in life to this point in life. So I move forward. And I can help them to see what's up the road. Here's a quick story, life experience. I may have shared this with you before. Is my dad's from Shreveport, Louisiana. His name is Lisso, country name, L-I-S-S-O. And my dad is not very, very, he didn't ever really tell us he loved us, but he showed us in all his actions. He showed us in all his actions. And now to see my daddy at January the 20th, he'll be 90. Now, with his grandkids and his great-grandkids, he's hugging them, high-fiving them, calling them on his birthday, you know, he don't hug them and give, you know, what the older men do with a church hug, a double pat on your back, pat, pat, hey, and then hug you and pat, pat. He hugs them and embraces them and pulls them in. I could see his change. I could see his love for them. I could see where he was when I was younger and now where he is. That was V for the word vision. God changes you as you move forward, as you go forward in life. Life, things change. It's a perpetual motion. There's a saying that says, nobody likes a change but a baby. In your life, as we see ourselves in the future, as we moving forward, forward march, as we go forward, we have to be able to visualize the things of God. You have to be able to see yourself. You have to be able to imagine yourself beyond. That's V, as in the word vision, because I'm talking about vision, in case you didn't get it. So V, that's the word V. In the word vision, many of you all know that I wear glasses. I started wearing glasses when I was 25. When I was playing baseball, my coach, I couldn't hit the ball, and I couldn't figure out why I couldn't hit the ball. And finally, my coach came and stood behind me, and he watched me, and he coached me and stood behind me, and he observed me. He looked at me. He saw what where my deficiency was, right? And sometimes through that vision, you have to go through a self-examination. You have to look at yourself deeply. You have to go ahead. As you want to move forward, you have to, as it becomes a new year, you have to say, am I in the same place I was last year? Am I in the same place I was 2 and 3 years ago? You have to be able to visualize and look, even in retrospect. You know, they say hindsight is 20/20. We're talking about vision. And so my coach was able to correct me by looking at my stance, by looking at my deficiencies. But he had to stand behind me, because sometimes you can't see yourself. You have to have that hindsight that is 20/20. So as you reflect from an old year, and then look at yourself in the future and say, I want to go forward. I see where my mistake was, because now I'm behind it. I can look at it. And as I move forward, as I look in my vision, I can see myself and I can correct myself. On the phone, sometimes it makes us do things and say things that we don't want to say, because it auto corrects us. It auto corrects us. And you don't want to get in that position where it auto corrects you, because sometimes it spells words and says things that you don't even think, or that's not what you wanted to say. And then you look back at it, you see it, and you realize, oh, I said that or spelled that wrong, because it auto corrects it. And I want you to see God in every situation and allow him to see you, and he will correct you. He will, what is it, direct your path. So trust in the Lord always. And acknowledge him. He will really direct your path. That's V as in vision. The next letter in vision is the letter I. Internalize. Internalize. Sometimes you have to internalize to see yourself. I was just talking about how you visualize, how you see yourself. You have to be able to internalize. Just like how we try to apply scripture, you have to internalize that. You have to insert yourself in that scripture. You have to internalize the word of God. You have to internalize those so that you can move forward. The word is internalize. I, as you look at yourself, as you see yourself, and as you see others, sometimes people say things and we internalize that. They'd be like, ooh, she always got something to say, oh, he always broke, oh, he's always tripping. And we take those criticisms and we internalize them. But they are actually given to us and made for us so that we can be better, see better, and most of all, live better, walk better, and be a better person. So as we apply scripture, here it is, in your life, continue to apply the scripture so that the word will become alive in you and you'll be a walking, talking scripture. And that will help, what did I say earlier, auto-correct you, because then the word will be inside of you and you will be living the word, walking the word out. And then that way you can never go wrong, because it's the Lord and his power that is correcting you instead of an apparatus or a thing. That's I internalize, see yourself, make it applicable to you, make it apply to you, make it come alive to you. You have to internalize, even when, especially when it comes to our scripture. S, you have to strategize. Now, the vision, visualize, I internalize, S, strategize. Strategize. You, as you live in life, you have to learn that you have to plan things. In my group of friends, I have different groups of friends, but for one of my main group of friends, I am the coordinator. I am the coordinator. I have a great friend, Evangelist Sonia Wright. She is our strategizer, right? So in everything else, we always lend our heads together, and she'll, if I plan the event, she strategizes the event. She strategizes the event. You have to plan. If you don't plan, then you fail. You have to think when you strategize, because if you don't plan, nothing happens. Or with failure to plan, you plan to fail. So without that plan, I'd like to go to, as a scripture reference, I'd like to go to Proverbs and just read a little something for you with regard to strategize. And I'm going to Proverbs 12 and verse 24. Proverbs 12, for those of you that are writing stuff down, and 24. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. I'll say it again. The hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. What I mean by that, and why I brought that scripture up, is you have to be diligent. You have to be faithful. You have to be steadfast for you to strategize. Back in the day, there was a place called the Omega Boys Club. It was in Vallejo. And that was when, brothers, you may of a certain age, you may remember this, that you had to figure out how you were going to meet that certain young lady that you wanted to dance with. So you saw her from across the room, and you had to get to your partners, and you like, you know her? Well, do you know her? Oh, she's pretty. And you sat up and you strategized how you were going to do it. That's actually when you actually went with a pen or a pencil somewhere in your back pocket or in your coat pocket with a piece of paper so you can write the number down, or you had to memorize the number. You had to strategize. Nothing happens in life without a plan. I want to go back. Because I'm going to use her in this example. Deion Jackson, Dede Charisse, Deion, came to our church years ago, and she helped our kids. She helped our kids during our summer camp do a vision board. That's what we're talking about, right? We're talking about vision. And she helped them visualize their future. So she helps them see themselves in the future. And what happens is it went along with strategize, because then as she challenged them, sometimes they just went from one thing to riches or one thing to bling. So she helped these children make this, at the time, the strategy board. Well, one girl came back, and I haven't even told her this yet, but one of our girls came back and from college. Well, when she came back, she showed us her board that Deion helped her get together when she went to college. She is now has a full degree from college, right? Because she was helping the young adults, the youth and young adults in the class. And she said, I stayed to my plan. We strategized in summer camp. She said, it was a lady that helped me see this, and I kept my vision board. The vision board, she kept it on her wall so that she could write the vision, make it plain, and kept it before her so she could visualize and also strategize. So she strategized her plan and stayed to her plan. And even though she said this, which was great, that there were things that didn't go as according to what she thought was going to go right, Latiana said that most of all, she had something ahead of her that she could see. would help her stay to what her plan was. And that really, really blessed me. Think about the people in the Bible that that actually had to do a plan. They had to plan. Moses had to plan when they moved all those people. But he also had to listen to the voice of God, and he had to follow because then he had some type of instructions. God had a strategy to feed them when they were even out in the wilderness, but they had to move forward. They had to leave and go to go ahead and get there. Nehemiah, to build the wall, he had to have a plan. He had to strategize to rebuild the wall. Noah, to build the boat. It took a while, 120 years, but he built the boat, the ark. And so he had to plan and strategize step by step. And that's what you have to do in your life. As you forecast your year, as you forecast your life, God, when you place your life in God and you place it in his control and you continue to pray and tell him, I want to move forward in this area, even in your job. Sometimes you have to take PD, personal development classes. You take those classes, and those classes help you develop you in life. And as they develop you in life, they help take you because now you've done the strategize. Now I can move to this job because I've taken this class. Now I've gone to that job because I've taken this 101. And now I can take class 102 and then continue to move up. And then eventually I can go to 201 and then 301 and continue to move forward. So that was visualized, and that was internalized, and then that was strategized. Strategized. It had everybody, caused everybody to think, caused everybody to ponder. It caused everybody to look and not necessarily scheme in a bad way, but to project and to look at those things that would help you think how you can move step by step, methodically, okay? And then, so the word is vision, V-I-S-I, another I. Initiative. You have to take initiative. You don't want to be the person that stands by and just lets somebody wait. You want to take the initiative. You want to be the doer. You want to be the action. Action denotes moving forward. A lot of times in church we say, Brother Pastor, we want to start a and a lot of times when you come up and say that, that means you're actually volunteering. That actually means your job is you. Not to be lazy and do that. Actually, I read Proverbs 12 and 24. I should have read it with initiative because it's the prudent man conceals knowledge, but in his heart, but a fools proclaim foolishness. But the hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. That's actually where that goes. I apologize. And so we want to make sure that we're not lazy, even in our faith, even in our walk, that we want to make sure that we're not lazy. Can I go back and borrow part of your testimony, Noah? Why, thank you, Noah. When he was building the ark, he used his family. He could have went out and recruited all those other people. Even some of them did scoff at him. Even some of them did laugh at him. But using that same example and that same analogy, Noah and his family faithfully strategized, but they also was diligent. They took the initiative. They gathered the wood. They continued to listen to God and executed from that same strategy, and they took the initiative to make sure that that ark was safe and built per the specs that God had given them, and they listened and they followed it. They took the initiative. They took the initiative not to do it their own way. When
is not available. The mailbox is full and can.
Okay. And so they went and they took that. So here you are in your life. Take the initiative. Take the initiative. Don't wait on nobody. Be a doer. Move forward in your life. Shy, introverted, it doesn't make a difference. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm empowered. You know what I mean? I can't do this. I can't do this. He that, what is the scripture that perform a good work shall, start a good work shall perform it until the end. Yes, then go ahead and continue to move forward, but take initiative and pack that with you. So that was V-I-S-I-O-O, overcome. Woo! I love the word overcome. Overcome always, every time I hear the word overcome, overcoming, it gives me strength. And I love overcomers. I love testimonies of overcome. I love the stories, and I love to see people overcome different situations. Overcome, Webster says that you succeed in dealing with a problem or difficulty, to control, to prevail, to get better, to bridle, that means hold your tongue back sometimes, to tame, to master. That is what overcome is. That's what overcome is. And anything is worth having. Anything is worth having. You're going to have to go after them. You're going to have to go get them. And so what happens is when you have a situation that is what am I trying to say? Here I am. I'm sorry. Lost myself. It's going to cost you. And sometimes when you go through stuff and when you go through things in life, it's going to cost you. And sometimes you have to overcome yourself. You have to overcome those situations that are going to block you, that may appear to be a stumbling block. But you have scripture to help you, that tells you that I have even overcome the world. And when you really look at it, life will give you situations that is, I liken it to turbulence. Here's a story of me overcoming turbulence. I used to work at Southwest Airlines 1990 to 2005. Our home was in Dallas. Our headquarters was in Dallas, and you had to fly at that time. Southwest, because of the Wright Amendment, you couldn't fly directly straight from Oakland to Dallas or San Francisco to Dallas. You always had to stop somewhere first and then go. So I always tried to take not a through flight, but a direct flight, which means you stopped somewhere, but you stayed on the plane and then you go. So in Oakland to I would go the route Oakland to El Paso. But every time I go Oakland, El Paso, Dallas, there was turbulence. Every time you go through, because of the area, there was turbulence. And what happens is sometimes it gets to be so turbulent in your life. That was me hitting the phone, trying to make a effect for turbulence. That life will deal you things that are like potholes, that are likened like turbulence. Turbulence is the pothole in the sky. And I literally had to pray, because when I hit El Paso, it literally pulled me, even with my seatbelt on, it pulled me up out of my seat. And I started saying that prayer like, you know, Lord, if this is the end. And as I was saying my real good closing prayers. And then we went up a little higher. And after we went up a little higher, we still felt turbulence. It got worse before it got better. But once we went up, we found out that we got to a place and a pocket in the sky where it was easier to endure with. So the first time after that, I had to get home after I prayed. I had to go in and check my diaper because I got a little scared. But in life, you will get situations that will become turbulent. And in this life's journey, you will have setbacks. And we know that setbacks is a setup for a comeback. You don't want a turbulent situation to make you veer right or veer left. Stay the course. As I started taking different routes in Southwest Airlines, I realized that really the most direct flight was that El Paso flight. So the next time that I went, I got better, and I was able to endure that and overcome even my fear, because I had developed a fear that every time we had to go through El Paso. But other than that, I would have had to stop 3 and 4 places, and it was going to take me all day to get there, and then you would be exhausted. Well, I learned to take that route and endure that route because of what? I was an overcomer of my fear. I was an overcomer of that situation because I realized that at some point in time, the plane was not going down, that the plane would level out, and that I was going to be all right. I just had to learn to ride through the turbulence. And we have to learn to overcome situations in our life. We have to overcome trifling. We have to overcome worrisome. We have to overcome bothersome. We have to learn to overcome good for nothing. Sometimes we have to overcome those very folks that's right in our same household, our family, our children, our spouse, our in-laws, which sometimes can be outlaws. We have to overcome those situations. We have to overcome mindsets. We have to overcome stinking thinking. We have to overcome landmines in the workplace. You know what a landmine is, when you walk through an area that looks like it's okay, and then all of a sudden, boom, somebody set a bomb for you. You've seen it in the workplace. You have to overcome that. You have to overcome church hurt. You have to overcome the church house. You have to overcome church folks. You have to overcome that church mindset and take on that kingdom mindset. You have to overcome those so that you can be successful. You have to overcome plain old obstacles so that you can become an overcomer. Overcomer, right? Okay, so we did V, we did I, we did S, we did O, and then we did N. N, the necessities of life, the necessity, the necessitate with your vision. You know, we talk about with no vision, people perish. We're talking about moving forward. We're talking about moving forward. Here it is, and this is applied to me, so it's part of my testimony in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 16. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is it to me that I do not preach the gospel. Verse 17 says, for I am willing and I have a reward, but if against my will, I have entrusted with stewardship. And what that's basically saying is that if, for I preach the gospel, that is what I do. It's not me that's talking, it's the apostle. But I have nothing to boast, for necessity is laid upon me. It is important. Sometimes what happens is a necessity is attached to your vision, which is attached to your burden, which is attached to your passion, right? Where there is no vision, people perish. Sometimes you wonder why you have a burden for certain things in life. And the reason why you have a burden for certain things in life, it is because it is what you are passionate about. It is where your heart is, where your treasure is. And that's where you should find yourself in ministry, where your burden is. Some people have a burden. It's a necessity for me to help and feed the homeless. It's a necessity for me to help. I'm an advocate for children, youth, and young adults. I have a particular burden for young men, teenage boys. I work with two or three mentor groups and a boys club as a mentor because it is part of my burden to help people. And whatever your vision is tied to whatever that burden is, whatever. So it is important that for me that I preach, that I am passionate. My passion is preaching the gospel, is spreading the gospel. But even you, as a God chaser, as a God seeker, as a disciple, as a kingdom citizen, where your burden is, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is, and that's how it necessitates. That's why it's a necessity for you to work in ministry. That's why it's a necessity for you to have a vision, and a solid vision anchored. And it fuels what you do. It drives your dreams. It drives your desires because your burden is connected with your dreams. Your burden is connecting with your desires. Your burden is connected with your aspirations. Your burden is connected even with your goals. But you got to be able to realize that it's a necessity, and you got to be able to see it. God will give you as far as your eye can see. As I pass the call.
Father, we thank you this morning for the words that were spoken. We thank you for Brother EK and how you blessed him to speak such a relevant and powerful word today. Pray, God, that you would pour back into him everything that he poured out today, God, and bless him even further, the more, bless his family, his entire life, his work. Bless him in every area of his life and ministry, oh God. We thank you, God. Touch even the places that he doesn't speak very much about, God, those things that he's praying about. I pray that you would answer those prayers and answer those calls. And we thank you, God, for everything that makes up who he is. Lord, I pray for every person on this call who is connected right now, God, that you would bless them in a special way. You know every need, every desire. You know every request that has been lifted, God. I pray, God, that you would bless and touch and heal right now. I know that you are more than able to do it. And we believe and trust you, oh God. You are worthy, God. You are an awesome God. You are an incredible God. And we worship you and we lift you up. We praise you. God, we thank you for all of the prayers that have gone up so far, God. We thank you, God, for the families that are represented on this call. Pray that you're blessed. The families, God, keep them united and bonded together, oh God. We pray, God, that you would give them clarity and peace in the midst of their storms, oh God, that they may be able to unite more and more, that they may be able to make it through the tough times and the rough times. And we bless you for it. We praise you for it. Bless you, God, for every married couple, God, that you would bless them in a special way. Touch them now, God, in their home. God, wherever they may be, God, bless them to have a stronger union, oh God. We thank you for it. We know that you're able. We thank you for the institution of marriage, God. Help us to remember to respect it and pray for it and to be more faithful and loyal to it, God, that we may see more healthy and flourishing marriages in our society, in our time. We thank you for it now. I pray for every single person that is on the call that is even connected, God, that you would bless in a special way, God, that you would keep us, that you would help us to continue to move forward, God, in your name, God, that we continue to represent you in the best way possible. And we thank you, Lord. We know that you're able to do it. We trust you, God. We make a decision that we're going to stand for you, that we're going to be the people that you've called us to be. And God, we I pray for our government, oh God. God, in the midst of all of these things that are happening right now, I pray, God, that you would bless every area of our government, even our president, oh God, right now. God, bless him in a special way, God. I know that some of us feel a certain way about our president, but I know that you even have a purpose in the midst of this, God, that that you don't waste any time and you don't waste any situations, any experiences. And so, God, we pray for the president of the United States, God, that you would just do what you do, God, that you would have your way even with him in that office, God, in the White House right now. Someone needs to mute your line. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray for the government, the cabinet, and all those that are in charge, God, the Senate, the Congress. God, bless them all in the name of Jesus. All of our political leaders, God, local, national, all of our international leaders worldwide, God, the leaders around in different countries, God, I pray that you bless them in a special way. And I know that you can do it. We know that you're able to do it. We know that you have your hand on them, oh God. Send blessings their way, God. Let them know that it was you, nobody else but you, that blessed them thus far and that will take them further. God, I pray for our spiritual leaders now, our pastors, our bishops, our prophets, prophetesses, all of those who are in ministry, bless them, God. God, speak to them clearly, oh God. Not just so that they can speak to others, but God, even that's in their right. own personal lives, that you that's can speak right. to them about their own personal lives and their personal progresses and things that's going on in their lives.
That's right.
I pray, God, for all of our children, oh God, that you would keep them safe, that you would cover them and keep them, God, in a special way. Those adults that are around them, pray for positive and empowering influences around them in the name of Jesus. God, our schools, our teachers, our educational leaders, God, that you would bless them in a special way. Lord, touch our schools, Lord Jesus, our educational system, oh God, that we know that you are able to take us forward and move us further and help us to progress in every area of our educational system. We thank you for it. We bless you for it now. Lord, I pray for our judicial system, our criminal law system, God, that you would begin to just go in and just touch every person that is in charge, every person that has a hand in how our criminal system runs and how our justice system runs. God, that you would begin to turn things around. God, that you would begin to send people in that can make a difference, that can make changes, that can make things more positive and more successful. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for it now. And Lord, now as we take our phones off mute, we want to praise you for every prayer that was lifted up. We want to praise you that everything that thank we just prayed about is done. God, we count it as done. As we move forward in your name, we count it as done. We take our phones off mute and we praise you, God, for every prayer that's mentioned, every request that has been uttered, every request that has been sent out, that you would bless us, God, that you would answer prayer, that you would heal bodies, that you would break down everything that comes against your success with us, God. We thank you for you come against the enemy right now. You beat the only one we call by name, oh God. Thank you for the power that you've given us, the authority that you've given us,
tree of life, help us to
shine your
word.
Use it for your glory.
Thank you for forgiveness. God, thank you, I confess that I have fallen short.
Thank you for the joy you've given us, God.
Thank you, Lord, for the election. Thank you for guidance. Thank you for forgiveness.
We thank you for the peace,
thank you for vision. Thank you for being able to see and hear.
We thank you, God, for success.
Thank you for the burden on my heart.
Thank you, God, for every victory won.
Thank
you, God. We thank you for every trial that we've gone through. We thank you for
touch my heart this morning.
Lord, that you're able to bless us. You're able to
move us
forward.
I'm going to leave this phone call.
Thank you for your strong hand upon us.
Thank you for my family this
morning.
Thank you, Lord,
that you have
grandchildren.
That you have expected
them, each one in their respective homes.
We
thank
you
for the hands that are caring for them.
That
they will be fearful or feel intimidated, that they won't feel left out. They will know the love, Lord God, that they need in their lives, Lord God. The caretakers will recognize who they are individually and love them from that perspective.
Glory
to your name, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor.
Glory to your name, O God. We give you honor. We bless your holy name, O God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for our children.
Lord God, from past.
Thank you, God, for making a way out of nowhere. Always
is following after your heart.
We bless
your characteristics of
Christ.
Thank you, God,
for
mine
today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the
deliverance.
Thank you, God,
for turning the times, Father God. Even in fear, Lord God, to be able to make changes and transitions, Lord God.
Level
of vision and be able to see it through.
Hallelujah, your same plan.
Walking towards that goal, Lord God, day by day, no matter what obstacles are coming, distractions I may encounter.
In the name
my
of
own self processes, thank you for changing my thinking. Yes, Lord. Learning to strategize and internalize your word into your life.
In the mighty name.
Bless your name, O God.
Bless this phone call and everybody attached to it this morning, all that are following under listening to the word this morning, Lord God, that they have been able to hear you speak into their lives.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for every voice that has been lifted. We thank you for every prayer that was uttered. We thank you for every person that has spoken, God. I pray, God, for the furtherance of our call, God, that you would bless every word that is spoken, every person that hears, God, let them hear and be blessed. Let them hear and apply everything that we have learned and heard. I pray, God, for every heart that is touched, God, that we would be able to share what we hear with those around us on our job, in our communities, in our families. Oh God, help us to be examples of what we hear and be doers of the word and not just hearers only. We thank you for every word that is about to be spoken and everything that will be shared, every testimony that will be lifted. We bless you and praise you and believe you for miracles, wonders, and blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen. As I pass the call.
Amen.
Brother EK, if you're speaking, we can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I was still on mute. Praise God. Nothing like fervent prayer. I appreciate Brother Marcus and his diligent prayer. Amen. Do we have any questions or any thoughts, any observations, any takeaways from today's declaration?
This is Brother Dwayne. I've got to run into work, so I wanted to just come home real quick and say it. Thank you for your declaration, for real. In the beginning, you spoke on what a former pastor had said on God gives you what all that you see that is before you, but you you said, you know, we can't see the whole thing. Just like the Lord doesn't give us the whole blueprint and the whole plan of our life and our purpose, because we try to control it all. We can't see all the horizons and see miles and miles away, but as we continue to move forward and as we mature and as we take more ground, he's given us everything that we see before us. All of this of the kingdom is your territory as far as you can see. And as we're going, you know, the overcoming, as we overcome or as we get another victory, we see that. We've experienced it, so that is now ours, and we take it. And those naysayers and what have you, and those negative things that were spoken over, as we defeat that, that is now, we have ownership over that. But then also those that partner with us and the Lord has given that hold us up and keep us forward, that is now our team and our unit and like part of our army, and that is also ours. So I think that theme of all that I can see is mine, meaning to my benefit, either it's partnered with me or it's been conquered over. But your land, your territory, the part of the kingdom that you're responsible for, your purpose, your anointing, I think that increases and it exponentially, you know, grows out. But we have to keep moving forward, because if we only see this certain territory and we stay stuck, that's great. You own all that you see. But there's so much more you would have had if you kept moving forward. And that's just what I was taking from that.
Wow, good brother. You should have done that declaration. You just preached that real good. Thank you, sir. Any other observations or takeaways from that?
Good morning, EK. It's Miss D.
Hey, young lady.
Hi. Wow. Powerful declaration this morning. I have to thank God for being able to hear you and for the word that penetrated my heart. What I, my takeaway is the turbulence. I've been in some turbulence for a minute now, but hello? Is there someone talking?
Somebody needs to mute
somebody's
your line.
Television. Okay, I got distracted. Sometimes that happens in the turbulence. But that turbulence, being able to sit still, like you said, and rise above it, sometimes looking for shortcuts in order to feel better. That's been how I would act and how I would behave when things got pressurized from me around me. I look for a quick exit. I look for the relief so that I'll be okay again, which is really not being okay. It's avoiding dealing with the matters that are at hand. But being able to ride that turbulence out, when you said about rising higher and being able to just kind of be still and knowing that even those things that look like shortcuts, they aren't. They're really creating more turbulence along the way. That was something I can walk away with today. Thank you so much. It was rich. I had to get up and start taking notes. I usually kind of just lay back and listen, but today I sat back and took some notes. So thank you this morning, my brother. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you. Yeah, that rise above that turbulence. I took that example from you know that commercial, that Geico commercial where they're talking about that pothole, and that jarred my memory about that turbulence, because in life, all of us, Ms. D, and I know you've been going through for a minute, but God, even in the midst of those potholes, even in the midst of that bumpy ride or whatever else, the great thing is, just like that seatbelt, God is still with you. You know what I mean? And it becomes ever present for us. You know what I mean? The fact that even though I'm going through this craziness, turbulence in our lives, God is with you. And that's a promise. So he promised in his word that he would never leave you or forsake you, you know, even when it looks like it. Somebody needs to mute their line. Hello? All right, if there's anybody else, before I go ahead and cut off, I never intend to be short. I'm en route to work, and I'm picking up my nephew. I'm multitasking. Amen. All right, well, I thank you for your input. I thank you for your takeaways. And most of all, I thank God for the opportunity to share. And that we pray that everybody has a great day, a good day, a God day, and most of all, a blessed day. Love you with the love of the Lord, and have a great one.
Have a good day. Be blessed and perfect.
Peace and love.
Be blessed, everyone.
Amen.
And encourage. Amen. God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you.